Hi, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Christmas Day, December 25th, and so I know not everybody is working today, but if you are, I wanted to make sure that Redeem the Commute was here for you. We're going to be looking today at the story of Jesus' birth. It's one you may know, but I'll invite you to just listen along as I read it. This is the version from the book of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Well, I wanted to read that passage, obviously, because it's Christmas, but I think the story of the shepherds meeting Jesus has particular relevance, because here are a bunch of working stiffs who have to work on Christmas Day. Of course, they have a very special place in the story, and that's why I picked this passage, because I want you to know that God has a special place for you in his story, too. Even if you have to work, even if you're just in a place where you couldn't take time off, or if you are serving other people in your work. Either way, you are a part of God's plan, a part of God's story, and I'm thankful, and I know others are thankful, and I know God is thankful for the work you're doing today. A question for you to consider is simply to watch for God as you work today. See how he's validating your work. And as you do, find some way to tell someone else about the role he plays in your life, kind of like the shepherds did 2,000 years ago. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. See you tomorrow.